This podcast is supported by St. Cloud Technical College. Not sure what field to pursue? SCTC offers general education courses. Enrollment information at 320-308-5000.
From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast about words, grammar, and usage for the information age. This week's episode, The Eye of the Storm.
Hey, Corey, how's it going?
All right. I'm just reading about this recent tragedy in Myanmar.
Yeah, that cyclone was just horrible.
Mm-hmm. I can only imagine the pain these people must feel. Hurricanes sure have taken their toll in recent years.
Yeah, speaking of that, people say cyclone. But the way the storm is described, it sounds just like a hurricane. What's the difference?
You know, I really don't know.
This week's episode of Grammar Grader is influenced by the headlines following the devastation in Myanmar, also known as Burma. The words for tropical storms like cyclone, typhoon, and so forth can be kind of confusing. So to help us understand this topic better, we'll talk with Minnesota Public Radio's chief meteorologist, Paul Huttner. Welcome to Grammar Grader, Paul.
Hey, Luke. Thanks a lot. I appreciate you having me.
So Myanmar was struck by a cyclone. Let's start by talking about what is a cyclone?
Well, if you look at the little Bible here that I brought, which is my glossary of meteorology, a cyclone is defined as a cyclonic circulation in the atmosphere. So basically, any cyclonic circulation would qualify as a cyclone, and there are many different types and scales of cyclones.
So, for example, once in a while, someone will refer to a landbound storm as a cyclone, and I'm thinking specifically of the book The Wizard of Oz. Mm-hmm. They say a cyclone, but isn't that a tornado?
Indeed it is, and a tornado is an example of a cyclonic storm. That's one of the scales that it operates on. Cyclonic just means a counterclockwise circulation in the northern hemisphere, and cyclones generally have low barometric pressure, so they're sometimes called lows, and low pressure generally associated with storms, so cyclone kind of equals storms.
What struck Myanmar was a tropical storm. So how many types of tropical storms are there?
Well, meteorologically, they're all the same. There is one type of storm that produces what we would call a tropical cyclone. That is the big generic name for all of these different things we hear about called hurricanes or typhoons or cyclones.
You've just said typhoons, cyclones, etc. What determines when to use which word?
They're geographic in their naming, so to speak. So different parts of the world use different names, and it kind of derives from what they were called and how they've been used over the decades and the years. So for example, if they're in the Atlantic, the Caribbean, the Eastern Pacific, they're called hurricanes. Once you cross the date line into the Western Pacific Ocean, that's when they're called typhoons. And then they're called severe tropical cyclones in the Southwest Pacific. It gets complicated. And it's interesting, Luke, because there have been other regional names in the past. Baguios in the Philippines, even called Willy Willys in Australia. Kind of nicknames for these severe cyclones.
That's a lot to remember. Well, do you have any shorthand tips you can recommend to help us keep these separated? That's a lot of data.
You know, the biggest thing to remember is that tropical cyclone is the big overall term for any tropical storms, hurricanes, that kind of thing. That's the generic header. And cyclone is the big overall generic term for storms in general.
Okay. Understanding these different words and how to use them really helps us put the news in context. So thanks for joining us today, Paul.
You're welcome. Thank you, Luke.
Paul Huttner is the chief meteorologist at Minnesota Public Radio. He is the author of the weather blog Updraft, and he hosts the weather podcast Jet Streaming. Find these and the latest news and weather at minnesotapublicradio.org. Thanks as always to the Grammatis Personae players, Corey Bussey and Amy Ault. Our producer is Jen Houck. Executive producer is John Pearson. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening. And we invite you to join the discussion at grammargrader.gather.com. When you play